I love to hear y'all out and putting beliefs in higher power.
Dang, this is the thing that's like behind all the energy and the laws and people and everything like that, but then...
Traumatic might be bad, but I don't think that should keep us away from necessarily, you know, wanting to go back to that, like understanding that belief a little deeper than you did when you were a kid.
Because the thing is, this applies to literally every single thing that you do.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves just so that you guys can too. And always remember to like and subscribe for more. Now, a couple of weeks ago, roughly around actually a month ago, we got a comment of someone asking us that we're actually going to, Josh, have your phone out so that you can read the direct quote. And apologies for the late response. We had a couple guests to get into ahead of you, but now we're going to finally address this comment because anything you guys want to hear us talk about, we're completely open to as long as it's appropriate. None of those wedgie comments. And regardless of that,
I think that happened like 3-4 times. That's yeah, crazy.
I don't know whoever's watching
on our videos.
Yeah, it's in trouble or whatever. But
somebody out there.
Yeah. So Josh, why don't you go ahead and just read the comment?
Hi, I love to hear y'all out and putting beliefs in higher power, but please add universe as God too, making it more resonating for atheists. I have been atheist for 6 years of my life. Part of me just leave due to schools, however. Now I want to believe in energy of the universe. Do let us know how to get closer to it. I read it how this guy put it, and shout out to...
It's going
to
be on the screen.
...at Indig0123 on YouTube.
It's going to be on the screen. One thing that I'm confused about is they said they left being an atheist because of schools. Why do we think that is? Like,
oh, no. Didn't say he became an atheist because of school? Or does it say he left... You probably said he
loved. I've been an atheist for a fight, and I'm leaving because of schools.
I think he probably meant he left religion because of school. Because you know how there's Catholic schools?
Yeah.
And they teach religion there?
Yeah, part of me just leave due to schools, however. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to believe. Yeah, he left.
Because of schools. Due to schools. I'm curious to know, like, how do we think that plays a role in that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I personally don't have experience in going to a Catholic church or anything. I mean, not church, Catholic schools or any of the religion schools. But I know a lot of the people that become non-believers or atheists usually comes from schools and how when they're kids, they just think religion is like, it has to be too serious. You have to be perfect. You can't mess up, that type of thing. And it, you know, it plays a lot of stress and a lot of toll on kids, especially when they're young. And then they're like, it's just easier for me to live my life just doing whatever I want and kind of believing whatever I want, that type of thing. So
yeah, I mean, I went to Catholic school and up to all the way to third grade. And so after I left that, I didn't really believe in God. Like when I was in Catholic school, it wasn't a walk with God. It was a walk with the rules they had set out. It was the walk with what they were teaching. I didn't know anything about God, the universe, anything. I was just there because that's what I spawned into. You know what I mean? So
and it was almost like an automatic thing, right, that we were doing. Because even when I went to church too, when I was little, it was like what you're saying. I was just following the rules, but I didn't know why I was following those rules. I wasn't consciously doing it. So it was like weird.
I've heard things where
me and you went to Hebrew school for 6 years. And I'll tell you personally, like, I think it did play a huge portion on why I, at that point, I despise religion. Because we didn't go because we wanted to. We did because our parents wanted to. And especially me, I did not enjoy that. I was always a sports guy and I just wanted to have fun. And that was not a situation and a place where I was having fun. So I correlated Hebrew school to torture, and, you know, like prison. And we would battle with our mom. And I think that does play a part. Like school, especially at a young age when you don't really are making that decision for yourself, can play a huge role into associating religion in a negative path.
There's not a school that's like for atheism, is there?
No, I think he became atheist.
It's public schools, bro.
I've been atheist for 6 years and I'm leaving due to schools. Is there a school for atheism?
He said part of me is leaving due to schools. Yeah,
I think he didn't. He probably didn't. It wasn't
or
clear.
They,
yeah, exactly. Or them.
Yeah.
Right? And they just probably didn't even clarify that they left a specific religion to become an atheist. Because, I mean, I don't think there's a school for atheists. It's literally what he said, public schools.
Yeah,
so unless
any
that's
school
what
other
meant.
Than that, yeah.
Like,
I have a question too, Josh. Did your parents, or I mean both of you actually, did they ever explain like why you guys were going? Because you wouldn't ever ask?
Of course. We went to war Every Sunday.
Yeah, but like, what was their reason? Yeah, why what was the reason? The yeah.
Because they wanted me to.
No, I'm saying like as far like, as like, the religion goes, did they explain
like,
it to you?
But he's asking like, the what's the why goes. Behind the why? Like the why is that yeah, it's like, they want us to go, but like why did they want us to go? And honestly,
did they explain the religion to you or like we're going because
was it like, you know, you're a Jew, you have to respect it, you have to, you know, that type of thing? Because for the most part, when it comes to religion, they're like, not necessarily, you know, you're a Christian and it's good if you go to church and kind of believe that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a part of it, but like frankly, Josh knows that I like forget almost everything in my childhood, so I cannot answer that question.
Yeah,
I honestly, dude, until you just mentioned it, I completely forgot. That's even cool. Like, I'm not even fucking with you. I was like, holy shit, you're right.
I mean, so when this person brought up the universe and energy and stuff like that, I think like everyone, even watching, can agree. It's like energy is real. Like, you can't really deny that. And even people like Nikola Tesla believed in energy, frequencies, and vibrations and stuff like that. When you walk in a room and people are either positive or negative, like you kind of conform to that in such a way because it's something that we can't see, energy, right? Mm-hmm. So I understand, okay, going down the route of energy, that's what I believed in at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, there's like actually a whole rabbit hole here with something that we cannot see. And I was actually so fascinated by it. And then I came along to, okay, the universe. What is the universe? The law of attraction. How does the universe work? Or things of that nature, the laws of cause and effect, you know, you reap what you sow, things like that. It all makes sense. It's all like perfectly aligned. I was like, wow, this really is so cool. And then on my journey to know more about the universe, I stumbled upon this person called God. I was like, what is this, right? Like he was right there. I read this one book. It was called The Man Who Tapped the Secrets of the Universe. And it mentioned God. It mentioned all these things. I was just like, I want to know more. And so those who seek, they shall find. And then I went down the rabbit hole. And yeah, here I am.
I
went down the same route this person did with like starting with energy. But so if you really want to go down that route, it goes really deep. And those who seek, they shall find.
And that's great because like I'll just go ahead and I'll like tell this person they're curious to know, so like us putting our beliefs in. I mean, you found your way and you found God or whatever, and then all of a sudden, like, look at where you are now. You dedicate your whole like your whole personal brand is around you helping people. You helping people find their purpose, you going on and educating them, helping them develop good habits or whatever. So clearly, believing in it made you a better person. And that's great. My whole idea with this is, yeah, if being an atheist isn't cutting it for you, then go. Find some other way. Whether you want to be a Buddhist, whether you want to be a Christian Catholic, maybe you want to be some Hindu. By all means, like whatever it is that like suits your boat, by all means. Because at the end of the day, it's just what you believe in. And whatever you believe in makes you the better person. It's not like one of those things where you can say, oh, it doesn't matter what you believe in, because what you believe in is what you do, right? But what your belief is just a belief at the end of the day.
Well, so we all just, everyone believes in something.
Exactly, you can't just, exactly.
It's very important on understanding what 100%. You believe in, because your subconscious, right? All your actions are aligned to what you subconsciously believe in.
Uh-huh, that's what I just said. So it's the point of just finding whatever you believe in that makes you the better person. If being an atheist for you isn't cutting it, and you think, all right, well, maybe my habits aren't the best and maybe I'm not really reflecting it. I can be better with other people, then go and switch it off.
But the thing is, though, it's like when it comes to the universe and God, it's like I had no choice but to believe in it because of just what I found. I didn't say, oh, I want to believe. It's like, no, it's like this shit is real, right? And there's no other way. It's like I tried even debunking my own self, and sometimes it just wouldn't work. So, I mean, that's just what I stumbled upon and stuff like that. It's not that I wanted to believe and therefore I did. I had no choice.
Well, that's also part of it. It's also part of it. You wanted to.
Yeah, so I wanted to, but it's not like it's not like me at first being like, oh, I want to believe. It's like, no, it's like this is right in front of me. It's like
I can't deny
like what I've seen, what I've heard, and all these things just kind of align and make sense. So.
Right.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Your story goes a little something like this. And I remember you even mentioned this on Jared's podcast too, right? You were I hope it's not a problem if I share this out loud.
Yeah, you can.
That you said it on his podcast and everything. That you were like one, you were struggling with porn or whatever, right? And then
struggling with a bunch of things.
Yeah, a bunch of things, right? And then you were feeling this like this sadness or whatever, and you're like, I can't do this. I need something else, right? So you felt that like spiritual apprehension. You're like, okay, God, and you reached out to God, whatever. Like, let me grab your hand or whatever, and then it helped you out. Like, that's the whole thing. It's not that you wanted to believe in it, maybe. I mean, Sadhu was right. It's definitely a part of it. It's just that it helped you out. And that's a great thing. If it helps you out, then why wouldn't you do that? Because the thing is, this applies for literally every single thing that you do. Like, if a bad habit isn't cutting it for you, cut it out. If the way your system, the way your belief system causes you to act and it's not cutting for you, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you, it's just a thing of what can reflect for you to do the better things. That's my opinion for him.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice is go and try different things out. I mean, they've been an atheist for 6 years. So go try different things. Maybe you want to try out being a Buddhist. Try out being a Christian. Try out being like a Hindu. Or maybe you want to be Japanese and what do they believe in? Like the Shinto? I don't know.
They said try it out. What do you mean?
Experience different things. Like, you know how we always give the advice of throw shit on the wall until you see what sticks? Like with Mitch.
Yeah, but how do you try out a religion? That's what I'm curious
about. You align your beliefs with what the
doctrine. You can't just align.
I think you start learning it, basically.
You have to study it.
Yeah, exactly.
You
can't just study
say,
that's true.
I believe in that. You know, I think there's more to it. You can't force a belief into you. It has to develop over time.
I'm not saying to force it, though. If you force it, you're not going to go with that. Let it come naturally. But that doesn't mean you can't be curious about certain things. You have to generally, like, when Mitch says, go try things out, or the whole expression of throw shit on the wall until you see what sticks, isn't you being forced to do so. It's you trying multiple different things so you see, okay, this is what resonates with me. I'm going to go along with it. It's not a thing of it being forced.
I also want to share something. I feel like when it comes to somebody being raised in an environment where, like, says a very strict religion type of beliefs, and then you go away from that as a kid, I think as an adult, you always get some kind of opportunity to kind of ask yourself the same questions over and over again. And you also hear, for the most part, that you hear people sharing their beliefs of some specific religion that you once knew, once were a part of, and then you just kind of went away from it. But I feel like as a person, it's just a good thing to have, which is being open-minded to knowledge, because things that happen during our childhoods might be traumatic, might be bad, but I don't think that should keep us away from necessarily, you know, wanting to go back to that, like understanding that belief a little deeper than you did when you were a kid. Because let's be honest, when we were kids, we didn't look at things as deep as we look at it now. We didn't take life as seriously as we do now, nor did we understand what life was, you know what I mean? So I think it's a good idea to not close your eyes and your mind to, you know, new experiences and understanding something to a deeper level, because I think sometimes what they teach, whether that be at a church or school that's about religion, is nowhere close to the actual relationship with God. And I think that really departs from religion itself, because, I mean, I claim to be a Christian, sure, but my life isn't about only Christianity. It's just simply a relationship with God and having that walk with God. And a lot, that's why a lot of times it's stigma when you say, oh, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim. Like, they already assume what you believe, but in reality, that comes from people having sometimes a wrong idea of what somebody believes. Like, if you go to there's so many church and Christian denominations, right? Different churches, different mosques, right? And if you go to a different one, they're all gonna act differently. They're all gonna teach something different. And let's say I went to one church and they're teaching, like, here's the thing. There's some church, like Christian churches, that say, you know, it's okay to be gay. It's okay to practice heterosexual or homosexuality and stuff, right? But then there's some other churches that teach in Christianity, God says he made men and women in his image, for therefore they are the two that can only create life. There's no men and men or women and women, right? And if you only go to, or if you have experience going to that homosexual church, then you're going to have an understanding of a Christian. Oh, like, you guys believe that, all that kind of stuff. You might have a wrong understanding. Same with vice versa. So I think it's a good idea to be open-minded and you know, really wanting to learn something deeply than just on a surface level.
I didn't even know there were churches that
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought
we saw that when we went to the beach. If you're
Really?
There was a gay flag just flying right below American flag or something like that. Like, it's just
on a church?
It was a church.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the separation of sometimes it comes to power. Like, you see popes, you see all these bishops, and like, you've heard stories of them molesting kids and stuff, and as harsh that sounds, sometimes that's the type of label we put on religion. That's the type of belief and title we put on people that follow God and stuff. But in reality, how I like to look at it is, if you don't have a relationship with God, it doesn't, I don't think it really matters what religion you claim to have, that type of thing, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's the thing that gets complicated, because then it's like every religion teaches different way to God. Mm-hmm. It doesn't teach the same way to God. So, I mean, I see where you're coming from also with the belief thing, but how I would like kind of chime in with that on that is, it's good to follow your heart and see what you resonate with, type of thing. But I think as humans, sometimes we don't resonate with things that are best for us. At least we realize that later on. But the idea of, like, you know, trying things out, being open-minded, and just follow what you're fascinated by, rather than just kind of like forcing yourself to learn something when you don't really want to, is a better approach. But personally, right, if I had to give somebody advice, I wouldn't necessarily just go like, you know, just see what resonates with you, just kind of like follow what you like, because you have to get to know who the person is. Like, if they like something that their religion tells them, let's say, or their church tells them, like, it's okay, then that can lead them down a wrong path. You know what I mean? So I think one starts with just having a deeper conversation with the person, trying to, I guess, understand why they believe the things that they believe. Because it could just be because they feel like it, because it's easier to kind of rationalize their own behaviors, but not because it's right, not because it leads them to being a better person, that type of thing. You know what I mean? So it can get stretched out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you said it yourself there earlier, and there's a lot to unpack, but
yeah, sure.
It's exactly so. Like, even you may not resonate with something, and that's completely fine. That's why you have to be open-minded, like we're both saying, to go out and try different things. And I mean, I don't really know any religions that go out and promote things that are like violent or, I don't know, horrid. I mean, I think there's a couple of things in like the Quran about that, but I'm not educated on that, so I'm not even going to try speaking about it. And excuse me if I'm wrong. But the idea is, yeah, like if your religion is telling you to do something and that's like inflicting harm on somebody else, it absolutely don't resonate with it. But I don't really know anyone, except if you're a serial killer, where that's where your interests lie in. And I mean, if it is, then that's another conversation. Then it doesn't really become what you believe in. It becomes, okay, how can we make you a better person? And that can stem through what you believe in, but it's also just a better thing of, why are you acting the way you're acting, right? And it's not so much so of like, okay, it's not like me saying, just believe in whatever floats your boat. It's me saying, believe in whatever makes you the better person.
Right.
That's the whole message here. And yeah, you going out and inflicting harm on someone else isn't really making you a better person.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, I know you personally, right? We have a relationship, and you're friends. I know this, but the reason why I kind of wanted to break down what you said is so people really get an understanding of, like, what you mean. Mm-hmm. Because now that you explained it, it's better. Because here's the thing. There are some beliefs, right, that, like, let's say terrorist groups, right? They believe that their acts of blowing themselves up to also defeat somebody else gets them to heaven. Like, that's one of the ways, mm-hmm, in the praise of, that's what, you know, in the praise of God, they go crash, blow up, and that's what gets them to heaven, that type of thing. And like, let's just think about it, right? Let's say you haven't read any of the religion books or don't even know any religions. What does that sound to you as a person killing yourself to kill somebody else, and especially a lot of people, that will get you to heaven, which is a holy place? You know what I mean? Like, these are the type of things, and I'm telling you, those people don't just believe it because it's cool. Like, they actually believe it, bro. Like, they actually cold-heartedly go out there and say, like, this is it. This is going to, mm-hmm, get me to heaven. And that's why I wanted to break it down further, so people have a better understanding of not just follow what you feel like, or follow because something just kind of sounds like it's passionate, and you feel so strong by following it and having such a strong morals on it, meaning not morals, but have a strong conviction on something because you're being closed-minded rather than open-minded, that type of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, ever since the beginning too, I think I absolutely, I hope I didn't
say that. No,
the whole idea was just, like, I never switched it up. It's just straight up believing whatever makes you the better person.
I have,
like,
a question. So when you said, Sadul made a good point, because these terrorists, right, they believe they are becoming a better person by blowing themselves, mm-hmm, up. Like, that's the reality. So when you say, what makes you a better person, what does that mean?
Yeah, so the thing is, that's very broad, right? And I kind of go back to our very conversation, I draw my barrier at, okay, are you inflicting harm on others, and are you inflicting serious harm on yourself, right? And I mean, when you blow not only yourself up, but others, you're doing both at the same time, right? So you can have whatever description of broad, or you can have whatever definition of better you want. But my idea is, okay, are you going out and are you doing not only what you believe is the right thing, but that you can actually show is the right thing? I don't know anybody that can show me, hey, yeah, me going up and blowing myself up as a terrorist and killing everyone around me and myself included is going to make me the better person, right? I don't know anybody that can show me that. It's a thing of, okay, are you actually going out and are you benefiting others in the right way? And I don't think you need to be a genius to have to explain that, hey, benefit doesn't mean going and blowing other fucking innocent people, right? Or yourself included. Like, the thing God, is that, like, life is great. This is a thing that God gifted us. That's my belief, at least. And you're entitled to hold your own belief, of course. But the thing is, you want to go out and you want to sacrifice that for something else. That's not really beneficial.
But then you see, like, the contrary to their belief is just so strong that it's very hard for you to draw a line to when it comes to having a conversation with the type of people that say, if it gets me to heaven, that's the best place I go to, right? Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. Let's think about it. Every religion that preaches heaven is the best place there is out there. Mm-hmm. So for them to say that I kill, let's say, 5 people while I die, it gets me to heaven. One, I think that's selfish, right? Two, obviously, that's harm on other people. And three, the only thing is, it just, they're so wrapped up in their belief that whatever gets them to heaven, everything else is just nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just pointless.
Yeah, my saying isn't go and do what you believe will make you the better person. It's go and make you what will make you the better person. Because what you believe in is, of course, what you're going to do. Like, for these people, that's, you're right. That's why it's so dangerous, some things. Like, I have such a strong belief. Islamic, and I have such a strong belief in that, yeah, I mean, flying this plane into the World Trade Center is going to send me to heaven. Like, no, you're not being the better person in this scenario. You may believe it, but I'm not telling you to do what you believe will make you the better person. I'm telling you what will make you the better person. And that is refined. That is defined by your actions, not necessarily your intentions. Like, I can have as many good, like, having good intentions is a great thing. It's a super powerful thing. But unfortunately, your intentions don't actually matter. It's what you actually do, right? I can go in the same plane and say, oh, I'm doing a good thing for my country and I have good intentions behind it. And then I go and I kill hundreds, thousands of people and, like, destroy a city or a country's spirit, in a sense, because that's what, like, that terrorist attack was. So it's not about what you believe will make you the better person. It's what will make you the better person. And that's, like I just said, refined through your actions. Like, let's take Cole, for example. Shout out to you, Cole, if you're listening to this. Yeah, he is a prime example of this, because he goes from atheist and he goes into believing in God, right? And now, not only is he just believing in it, but you can see that he is directly becoming the better person because he's becoming in better shape. The guy fucking started an NPO for getting kids off of, like, off-born addiction. I mean, the guy himself is a godsend. Like, that's fucking great. And he's doing this with, like, no selfish intent. Like, it made him the better person, very evidently, right? And you're right, better is a very broad term. But there is a fine line. There is a very, very fine line for you being able... I don't think it's the word, the fine line. It's very easy to distinguish who's being better person and, like, not so much so. And,
like, yeah, these are the type of things that you, like, really shouldn't overthink it too much sometimes.
It's not. Right? Yeah, this isn't rocket really science. Just, you guys know exactly, like, what I'm saying when I mean better.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, you're conscious. But here's the thing. It's a good idea for him or even any of us to bring up that question, because that's the type of... question that can bring a broader perspective to, like, just the idea that all these people that do all those bad things, mm-hmm. right, that we say that are bad, I mean, like, we put a staple on it, like, that's bad, uh-huh. and then those people go out there saying, I don't think anything's wrong with it, or they go out there and say, you know, I think it's just what makes me feel good. Because here's the thing, right, like, if we look back to history, there were people that would do stuff like that they would not find any bad action. And if anything, they thought what they were doing was pretty normal and pretty good, so to speak, for power, for money, like, whatever that may be. And that's why it's a good idea to address these type of issues.
Absolutely.
And just kind of, like, I personally haven't read the Quran, so I'm not going to say, like, Quran necessarily promotes you going out and, you know, crashing the planes and stuff, because
I know a guy who told me this before, that like that whole belief of like dying for God to blow up other people is a whole like separation of belief, kind of like a corrupted belief, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I wouldn't know that until I read it. However, I do know one thing, that when it comes to books like Quran or Bible and stuff that has been around for such a long time and has, and people have believed in it for such a long time, I don't think you can just read it just like a sentence in it and just go like, boom, that's how it is. Because like there's tons of people that are going to say, oh, Bible promotes slavery because it records a historic fact of what people did. Like, let's say a history of America, right? Like, they had slaves before. And somebody comes out and says, oh, because America did this, America promotes slavery. America says slavery is good. Like, no, that's not what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Or nor during that period of time when slavery was normal for some people, but not for others. And imagine everybody just said, boom, America is a country where slavery is okay. Like, no, it's not. It's just that that part where it was, was the one that was able to kind of like continue that. But not everybody was a racist, right? Maybe most people were, but not everybody was. So it's very hard to like just put a stamp on something and say, because that's easy. Just saying, boom, that's your belief and that's who you are as a person. Everybody that claims to be a Muslim, everybody that claims to be Christian, boom, promotes that. But that's really not the case. And if anything, it would be an internal contradiction, let's say in Bible, right? If it says slavery is okay, and in the beginning of Genesis, it says God created man in his image, right? Now that's God creating people in his image, and then him also saying that slavery is okay, that means it's a devaluation of somebody's life. Therefore, there's an internal contradiction with God. So, I mean, is that the belief that you want to go with, or do you want to find answers to, is that what it promotes? Because if it does, I'd rather step away from it, right? So that's where the learning also has to come in there. When there's a strong statement like that, with so many people believing religion, there's gotta be that, like, that study involved in it from your perspective, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, no, and like finding truth is one of the greatest things you could probably do for yourself. Like, you need to know these types of answers. I'm a little confused with what you said earlier. Not necessarily the not super important to your point, so I mean,
no, that's fine, but
you said in Americans, not everybody,
right?
But that doesn't mean it wasn't okay to, like,
oh, yeah, it wasn't. But I'm saying, if somebody goes out, right, and says, like, let's say during that time, right,
yeah.
somebody had a prejudgment already on America saying they, as a whole, America,
uh-huh.
they promote slavery, but then you go and talk to an individual that says, I think it's sickening, right? That's not everybody anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And sometimes what people like to do is they like to put a label, like literally one label on every single person. And not only we see that in religion, but we see this in everyday life. Like, we see a specific community, and we put a label on them. Everybody's like that. And you go and talk to everybody if they are the previous person you had experience with, which isn't right. Like, you have to get to know the person on their, like, as an individual, because they're unique in their own ways. And the reason why I brought this up is because it's, to make such assumption is very, it's a strong assumption to make that everybody's like that when they're not.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean?
That's the,
so it's a good thing to just mention.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I see what you're saying. The thing is, it is a great thing for you to go out and I just forgot what I wanted to say. The distinction is
to get to
Americans
somebody.
In America are different. Like, if someone said, oh, America does this, it's because the government back then
exactly
promoted it. Absolutely. But the whole idea is, you don't judge a book by its cover, right? Like, just because, like Josh always said, he is a Jew, but that doesn't define who he is, right? Or like,
yeah,
it's getting to know the person, and it's you not
exactly
judging the book by its cover. That's a super important part. It's
right.
Never really about the agenda behind the thing or whatever. It's just about the person, right? And certain agendas or whatever can lead you to believe in other things, of course. But the idea is, you don't judge the person by the agenda. Or one thing I'm huge on is, I don't judge somebody based off of their political opinion. Well, judgment is the wrong word. We've been over this. But I don't look at someone differently because of their political or opinion or whatever,
right?
Like, if when you let those things separate us, that's how you fall and crumble as a nation. So it's really important to have to find like the distinction behind that. Like, hey, listen, make sure you're able to define the good and the bad. Make sure you're able to define the evil and the bad, or the bad, and the right and the wrong, or whatever, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's really all I have to say about it. It's just what makes you the better person. And
going back to this comment stuff like that, I mentioned about to make it more
relatable to
an atheist, you to connect the universe and God, right? When you say that, it's like, I had the same distinction too. Okay, yeah, the universe, like this is the thing. This is the thing that's like behind all the energy and the laws and people and everything like that. But then you take a step further to be like, okay, the universe is just what is created. It's like a system. It's like a machine that was created and it has certain things put in place. It has design and order. But something beyond that, which was God, who created the universe, and that's, I mean, made more sense to me because a machine is just there. It just popped out of nowhere. Boom, the universe, right? Without someone intentionally creating the universe in a way that it works in a certain place.
It's such a balanced way, too.
Such a balanced way. So that's why, like, as you can't, I'm not going to make it relatable to an atheist. You know what I mean? To me saying the universe is God because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And I did also, like, see that part, too. And I did want to touch up on that because, I mean, sometimes what people like to do is they want you to kind of say what they want to hear, not what is kind of like authentic to you and what you want to actually say about that. Because I'll be honest, let's say we were to go about this in a way that was relatable to that one person, right? It would make them feel good, but then that wouldn't be good for other people because then we would be hiding away from what we truly wanted to say that would probably resonate with so much more people. So the idea is you have to say what you believe. You have to really put your belief out there and, you know, say what you truly believe and why you believe a certain thing rather than saying something so it doesn't hurt one person's feelings. Because if that thing hurts one person's feelings, it might just make somebody else feel good. So it's like, which route do you choose? Do you just do something to make somebody feel good or do you just do something to make somebody feel bad? It's like, no, you just go on your path, that type of thing. You say what you have to say. You speak your heart, you speak your mind, and if people want to correct you on that, so be it, better for you. But the idea is you shouldn't really want anybody, nor should you ask anybody to go out of their way to make it more resonatable, which I'm not saying that you're coming from that perspective, but if it is from that perspective, bias is not going to get anybody anywhere.
Of course, yeah, you're never going to be able to get, you're never going to make everybody happy, like the whole saying that if you're liked by all, then you're fake to all, right? And that's true for a reason. Like, if you're going out and you're saying things because of what they want to hear, and we've gone over this so many times, right? Like, you're not actually helping the person. What does that essentially get them? Like, they're going to go out and they're going to continue to follow up through those certain bad habits and then those certain bad beliefs, right? And then what? Like, you gave them shitty advice and you led them on the wrong path, but hey, maybe they got that good feeling about themselves, right? It's not about that. It's about actually becoming the better person, right? So that's how I feel.
Yeah. And I just want to add one more thing as well to this. When you mentioned like God being outside of the universe and stuff and universe being its own thing, I think a lot of the times when people connect universe and God, it can also be misleading because connecting a creator to the creation is really not the same. You know what I mean? It's like a person creating a computer. You're not the computer, right? Computer is its own thing. You are your own thing. And when people do say like, oh, I believe in the universe, I think universe gives us signs and all that kind of stuff, I think that's a spiritual belief. Yes, it's good. It's better than saying, you know, there's just nothing. There's kind of like there's no meaning to anything. At least you have the idea that, you know, universe is giving you signs. There's laws. There's the spiritual connection to a higher being, something above you. Right? But I think the question still has to come down to what you, like, is what you believe, like, kind of, like, rational? Because I personally think that we are consciously and kind of, like, innated with the ability to know a higher being, like, know some kind of truth, know right, wrong. Like, we need, like, we want to know this. We want to have a conversation about what's the truth and kind of know the truth, because who would not know want to know the truth? You know what I mean? If you were to ask a question, would you rather know the truth or know a lie?
for the most part, I don't think anybody's going to pick they want to know a lie. Like, but sometimes we do stray away from the path and, you know, conform to believing in what's a lie for a long
time.
Because
it's easier. Because it's easier. That's what people do.
Yeah. But the idea is, I think we're all innated with the ability to know God, have a relationship with God. God is out there. God wants, God gives us love. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. That's why He created us. He created us for a reason, to be with Him. And I think it's just, it's a big strength, coming from my personal experience as well, that when you're walking with Him and you're having a relationship with God, you know, it makes you, it's controversial, but makes you a better person, I feel like. And not saying you can't be a good person when you're an atheist or anything like that, not at all. However, I think that putting a higher purpose to yourself and acknowledging that it's not about you and you're just one out of all the 7 billion people, and then you just want to do good for the people and you want to do something beyond just for yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's something great, powerful to that. And that's one of the things. It's one of the biggest things that God calls us for.
Yeah, that's like, there's nothing, I'm not saying you are something to say, but there's no part of you that should have to go out and say, oh, it's controversial, whatever. Like, that's just what helped you.
Right.
And that's great.
Right.
That's what helped all three of you. I know that for sure. And then personally, it helped me too. I mean, I definitely don't have the strongest relationship, stronger than any of you guys or whatever, right? But I'm really happy with where I am. I'm happy with how I affect other people or whatever, right? It's just straight up, like, this is what helped you. And by all means, encourage that.
Right.
Nobody should be going out and saying, no, it doesn't do this, or it doesn't work because of that, or whatever. Like, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't want to stretch it, but can I just ask you a quick personal question?
Yeah.
What would you say, if you were to answer it, is there anything maybe that holds you back from, like, because obviously for you to say that there's a stronger relationship that we have than you have an acknowledgement, there's something that you can strive for, a better relationship. So is there anything that's probably holding you back? Is it something that you are not maybe open to? Like, or what is the struggle? Because if you're acknowledging that there's something stronger, a relationship that we have that you don't, that means you know that there's something to work towards, right?
Yeah, and I mean, my idea is, like, where I am right now, I'd like to believe that I'm on the right path or whatever, and how I act, how I show empathy to others and animals, everything, right? Like, I'm happy with that. And
you're complacent. You're comfortable.
Yeah, even if that's what it is, sure, by all means. And maybe that is what it is, right? But if that is what is making me the better person right now, then I'm going to go, by all means, keep it like that. And until it proves me otherwise, I see no need to switch it up.
Everything has its time.
We'll see.
Amen. Yeah.
Time will tell.
So. All right. Let's wrap it up. Josh, anything you wanted to say? You've been quiet, so.
Georgie, too. You guys.
No, Georgie. No, I was just listening. I noticed Georgie said 2 words.
Yeah, Georgie.
I was just listening. You just listened to Cook. They basically said everything I was going to say, but.
Yeah. I didn't listen to Cook. I listened to Trash.
You said you what?
You don't listen to Cook. You listen.
No, I said I didn't listen to cooking.
What did you listen to?
Trash.
Maybe
trash?
We would want to know what that trash was later in the episode. I mean, later in the time, but not today, because we're kind of running out of time.
Quote of the day. First, forget inspiration. Habit is more dependable. Habit will sustain you whether you're inspired or not. Habit will help you finish and polish your stories. Inspiration won't. Habit is persistence in practice. Octavia Butler.
Yeah, and I added this because it kind of goes not necessarily against the story of what we're trying to say, but I wanted to make this point that with this comment, I do not necessarily believe he's looking in the wrong direction, but I think a habit comes before looking into, you know, what inspires you. Is actually, you know, we put such emphasis on habits because that structures our day. Like, what you believe in can form your habits, but your habits form who you are.
But what you believe in
doesn't always co-align. It can absolutely.
I think it will. Everything you believe in is how you act. If I were to believe that this house is going to crumble any second, I'd get the fuck out immediately, right? Or if I were to believe that all of a sudden, the ground is going to turn into lava, I'm dipping, bro. Like,
you're jumping somewhere high,
yeah.
You know what habit is? something you do repeatedly.
Yeah, but if I believe in this will make me the better person, and I believe this certain habit will make you like your, and I'm trying to say that your inspiration leads to your habit. You don't think so?
I'm with you on that.
No,
I think it's your inspiration that drives you to even do that.
I'm gonna make you late to work, and I'm gonna make you explain why.
Another day.
Well, do you have like a minute or? I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
So shut up.
Why are you being disrespectful?
I think he has a minute. I think he can have a minute, right?
He's being disrespectful.
He's being very disrespectful.
No,
he's not. This was the comment. What's the shout out? So we didn't even mention you. Aim big 0123.
Yes, he did.
Oh, fuck, sorry. Huge shout out to you once again. I mean,
yeah,
guys,
thank you for that comment.
Notice how you drop a comment down, we make an episode
and
on it. So
anything
you guys want to hear us talk about, by all means, drop it below. Make it appropriate. No, we're not talking about fucking leggings.
Or our feet.
You're genuinely curious. Hey, what should my diet look like? Hey, I'm struggling with my workout routine. We're here. Like, this is what this is for.
Exactly.
We're doing this for you guys. We love you guys. So by all means, drop it in there.
All love. Thank you, boss.
For that being said, think big.
Grow big.
Have a good one.